A reading from the Gospel according to John. Hear now what the Spirit is saying to the church. As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of God who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, but it is someone like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud. He spread it on my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went and I washed and I received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was the Sabbath day when Jesus had made mud and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. He said to them, "Jesus put mud on my eyes, and then I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs?" And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him? It was your eyes he opened." He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son who had been blind and can now see? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that he now sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age, he will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, "He is of age, ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man, this Jesus, is a sinner." He said, "I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you won't listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Then they reviled him, saying, You are his disciples, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from. The man answered, Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but God does listen to the one who worships God and obeys God's will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered him, You were born entirely in sins, and you are trying to teach us. And they drove him out. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when Jesus found him, he said, Do you believe in the Son of Humanity? He answered, And who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him. Jesus said to him, You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he. He said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. Jesus said, I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind. Some of the Pharisees near him heard this and said to him, Surely we are not blind, are we? Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you would not have sin. But now that you say, We see, your sin remains. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Perhaps he was not glowing in the same way as Moses did after an encounter with God. But he indeed had come in contact with God, and he was changed. However, it was not only his eyes that were open, but all his senses came alive that day. He experienced God for the first time by touch, a stench of city mud smeared across his already dirty face. And then he heard a voice, a kind voice, perhaps, telling him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. Perhaps he could taste the salty earth that dripped down his face as the cool water splashed into his dull eyes, only to clear them so the sun might burn into his eyes and light up the world that had been nothing but darkness for so long. But no one else was there to see, to witness the tale that would spill into their ears, to believe the truth of the miracle's end, to sustain the story of an encounter with Jesus that awakens the senses to the glory of God. So, blind eyes turned to the man with new sight, and deaf ears asked the story over and over again. Tasteless tongues refused to seek the cool refresh of Siloam, and numb limbs continued to march forth, convinced that Jesus could not touch them and be changed. My prayer for you this morning is that you never become blind, that your senses never dull to the stories, the glorious witness of Jesus in these 40 days of Lent. For if you count the ways, the number of notices put out to question Jesus on the Sabbath, in the miracles, in the holy moments among unholy people, they are endless. But these stories are told over and over again in our Lenten journey so the mystery of Jesus might always shine bright. For even Christ says he is the light of the world. And if we are the ones to work the wonder of God, then we must take the time to revel in the mystery, if only we would. However, it's easy to tire in the journey. For 40 days is a long ways to fast and watch and pray, especially when we know what lies ahead. The grueling days of trial and betrayal, a crown of thorns and wicked nails that drive into the flesh of the one who all these stories are about. The stories that lead to our own saving, our life, our truth, our reasons for gathering here week after week to hear the stories again, that we might be changed. So before we go from this place, before we exit and continue in our Lenten journey, before we let go of this story of Jesus, I invite you, if you will, to uncross your legs, put your feet on the floor, close your eyes tight as you hear these final words. I pray that you wake your senses. Embrace the wonder of the ministry of Jesus this day. Hear the footsteps of the followers of God. Feel the caked clay from the mud smeared across your face. Smell the stench of livestock as you make your way through the marketplace. Drape yourself over the solid stones surrounding the pool of Siloam. Taste the salt of the earth running down your face. Shiver in the cool chill of the pool of Siloam drenching your collar. Hear the chatter of the wary witnesses around you. Open your eyes. See the white dots as light overwhelms your eyes. Feel the burn of brightness as the sun, the Christ, awakens your sight, your senses, and walk away changed. And all God's people said, Amen.